The Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, radio listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. Do thank you for listening to our show today, and also thanking those who might be listening live via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel application on their Apple or Android devices. In addition, we thank those who might be listening via our podcast on Apple Podcasts, as well as going to thebestoftimesnews.com to listen to previously broadcast radio shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. We do thank AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer for being the exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn how to protect yourself from Medicare fraud and health care scams. So stay to the show for some very interesting and beneficial information for you and your loved ones. It is Saturday, February the 1st, and we are broadcasting our show from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square media station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show is not live and has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept call-in questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. Be sure to pick up the current January-February 2025 issue of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations throughout Northwest Louisiana. However, this particular issue is extremely popular. It titles Common Medical Mistakes, and we list about 15 common medical mistakes that you and your loved ones need to be forewarned about. And one of the primary ones that I thought is having no primary care doctor. But it goes on from there. It tells you how to correct these particular mistakes or how to deal with them as well. Many other educational articles are found in this issue of the January-February 2025 issue of The Best of Times. If you're unable to find a printed copy of one of our 270 distribution locations, remember you can always visit our website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com, and you can view both current and past issues of our magazine. For the past 8 years, we have our past issues on our magazine, and people are viewing and downloading these particular issues. In addition, you can view the 2024 Silver Pages, and as I mentioned previously, you can listen to previously broadcast shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. Speaking of Silver Pages, we are working on the 2025 edition of Silver Pages. This will be our 23rd edition of our most popular publication with our readers, both in print and online. We are updating and adding a lot of great information that you will be able to reference throughout the year. And of course, it's good for you, your loved ones, and many others. I know that people are anxiously awaiting this edition. We've had many calls and emails when it's going to be coming out. It will be released to the public on March the 1st of 2025. If your business or organization is interested in being part of this 2025 Silver Pages, do contact, give us a call at 318-636-5510. Again, that's 318-636-5510. Each and every month, The Best of Times sends out its TBT newsletter via e-blast over 73,000 email addresses of seniors and boomers in our area. It provides them with links to read our current issue, of course, and also our current Silver Pages. But in addition, there are many, many more education and beneficial articles that you won't find in the printed edition of The Best of Times magazine. Many discounts and coupons. In addition, there are information about upcoming events and activities that you can participate in our area. To receive this particular newsletter, you just have to visit our website at thebestoftimesnews.com to subscribe free of charge by giving us your email address. It simply is that, and you will be start receiving this particular newsletter each and every month. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Mr. Keith Havens. He's with AdviseWell, and he's going on our show to discuss senior Medicare Patrol programs, which they administer in the state of Louisiana and I think in other states. Is that right, Keith?
Yes, that's correct. We also have the program in Georgia and Mississippi and Vermont.
Wow, Vermont. Wow, you got a northern state involved in there. That's pretty good.
Right. We just picked that up just a few months ago. But, yes, we do reach all the way up into the north there.
Well, do they understand your callers? I don't know. Do they have call centers in Vermont? Or do they listen to the southern drawl down to the ladies and gentlemen you have down here?
Yeah, we have a we have a person who answers the phone. Actually, it's not a call center. It's not we don't contract that out. But she is she's stationed in Mississippi. So yeah, they'll hear a little bit of southern accent.
Oh well, I mean that could be understandable. The way all these programs that have call in and toll free numbers, it could be in India and Pakistan, whatever. But most of the times, they provide great information and solving the problem if we have a problem. So let's go off the bat. Tell our listeners again what Senior Medicare Patrol is.
Well, okay, Senior Medicare Patrol, or SMP, is probably how I'll refer to it from now on. But it is a federal program, and it's been around for quite a while, and it is located in every state, and also I think 4 U.S. territories. But our mission is to empower seniors to prevent healthcare fraud in Medicare and Medicaid. So that is our mission, and we are a resource. We are funded by the U.S. government, so there's no cost for anything that we do. And what we do is we try to get out and educate seniors to, be aware, first of all, that, there's a lot of scams going on out there. And if they do become involved in a scam, or somebody contacts them, attempting to get their Medicare number or get their identity or whatever, that they have a resource, and that's us, that they can call us, and we can, kind of take it from there and help them through that process.
So, again, it's a federally program. It's administered in each and every one of our states and some of our territories. And the other aspect that I just heard you say, it also impacts Medicaid billing, Medicare fraud, Medicaid?
Well, yeah, we kind of cover all of, we just say healthcare fraud. So we are really concerned with Medicare and Medicaid, since, those are both, government funded programs. And yes, we will take, if somebody has a Medicaid fraud situation, they can contact us and we can help them with that also.
But I do want you to clarify, as I mentioned to you, Keith, I had a couple of inquiries from guests from my readers who saw that you're going to be on a future radio show and asked me, is that the same organization when I have quality issues within a hospital, or I have, or one person even mentioned that I had a loved one that the hospital wanted to discharge her earlier than what we thought. Tell them that about the aspects of this particular scenario.
Right. That is not us. I'm familiar with that program, and I know it under the name of KeyPro, and I don't know. I think you said that they changed their name now, but that is totally different. That's more to do with, quality of care and that type of thing. We are totally focused on fraud, and basically, we look at fraud, abuse, and errors that are occur within Medicare and Medicaid, and that's what we're concerned with.
The other question I think had one of my listeners ask: Are you also monitoring these HMOs and Medicare Advantage plans? Also, I'm not a member of one. I haven't seen one. I'm sure they do out itemized billings and send out a billing sheet like, OMB.
Right.
Like,
but what
do they do?
Right. Whether it's the traditional Medicare or the, the new Medicare Advantage program, we are concerned with any kind of fraud or abuse or errors that occurs, with any one of those programs. Now, one of the things that we really stress is that we like for beneficiaries to monitor their billing. And, you do that through your – if you're on original Medicare, then through your Medicare summary notice. But now if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, then you will receive what they call an explanation of benefits, or an EOB.
Okay. Right.
And those, it'll say on there, this is not a bill, but, don't just throw it away. Keep it and look through it. And, what we encourage our seniors to do is to, keep track of all their medical interactions that they have, whether it's going to the doctor, going to the emergency room, getting whatever their prescriptions are, and keep that. If you can write it down in a journal, keep it on your phone or something, and when you get your MSN or your EOB, then you kind of reconcile that with your records, and if you see something on there that just doesn't look right, you don't remember this doctor, or you see a charge on there for something that, you didn't order or you didn't receive or something, then that's when you need to contact us.
And then tell our listeners, what do you do from there?
Well, what we do is, first of all, like I mentioned, there's really three categories. There's fraud, there's errors, and there's abuse. So, there are errors that are made. You have the human element. There's always situations where something gets billed that gets coded wrong, or for some reason, there are errors that are made in billing. And so what we suggest is that if you see something that you think is an error, that you don't remember that charge, or you shouldn't have been charged for it or whatever, that if you would contact that provider first and, ask them about it and see, and if they still can't, or they still won't satisfy that, or, then you can contact us. And then anytime you receive any kind of item that you didn't order, maybe, it just showed up on your door, or there's a charge for it, you never received it, then you definitely need to contact us about that.
So your suggestion, Keith, is for them to contact the provider and question whether that is correct or not, right?
Yes, initially, you know, always, you know, because like I said, you know, it can be a simple error and they will, you know, rectify that. But if it goes beyond that, if you feel like, you know, you're not getting a satisfactory response or, you know, something, then contact us. And then we can, sometimes when we call them, they're under a little bit more motivation, you know, you can say to go ahead and take care of it. So.
Well, and the other thing you mentioned, it could have been just an error. It could have been a technical mm-hmm. issue. Like somebody could have keyed in the wrong code number, procedure, whatever. But, you know, also maybe sometimes I know they double check and triple check beneficiary number and loading right. all the name, rank, and serial numbers. But sometimes that there can be a glitch, and it happens
sure.
to me.
Yeah.
So again, you, the other thing I think you need to inform, I've had more people telling me, I think I see a bill, something wrong with the bill, but it's not costing me anything. And what's your response to that?
Well, you know, what I always tell people is it may not come directly out of your pocket, but it is costing you. It's costing you in your tax, you know, it's basically the taxpayer of, you know, America are paying for all this. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that your educational programs that you give at senior expos like mine at in Shreveport past October was remarkable, and we had 4,000 people there, and I think your people were inundated by all the questions, but I think a lot of people did get a lot of a good insight about what you do and how other people can help, and you know we're all in it to save our government money. We don't want to spend anything unnecessary. We don't have a lot of – we're still borrowing and borrowing, so the less we have to borrow, the better it is on us and our taxes. So I think, you know, I know you do events throughout the state and throughout my area. It's important that you get the word out. That's why I have you on my radio show, and that's why we appreciate your support in our magazine, because I do know you get lots of calls from that
yes, sure.
advertisement in our magazine, but also on this radio show. So, yeah, before I forget, I do – it's important that you give out your phone number. I would give it out right now. Which one do you think – what's the phone number?
Okay.
I don't have it in front of me. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we do have a toll-free number. It's 877-272-8720.
Okay.
And you can call that anytime, and it, you know, if it's outside of our normal operating hours, you know, it will you can leave a message and someone will return your call, but you know, during our office hours, someone will answer that phone. So it's very important to give us a call.
So. Okay, so it's 877-272-8720, right?
That is correct.
Uh-huh. Okay. You also have fabulous website. I hope you're going to mention that. We have a very good website.
Just read my mind. Yeah.
Good deal.
We do have a website, and that is StopMedicareFraud, just all one word, .org. And that you can have – we actually have a form on there that if you want to – report fraud or suspected fraud, you don't have to call us. If you don't feel comfortable calling, you can click on that and you can just fill it out and it'll send it to us. And you know, we have a lot of information about that. We post some of the, you know, bigger events that will be coming up that you know, people can go to if it's in their area. And, you know, we have a lot of good information about the program, about how to, protect yourself. And we also not just have the website, but we have a YouTube channel. And that YouTube channel is also just – you can just put in @StopMedicareFraud and it'll go to that. And we have, I don't know, over 140 videos on there. We do all kinds of educational videos and
they're very good, Keith. I've viewed a few of them, and they're very good and provides a person with some great insight and information. They're well done. They're not extensive, so you learn from that particular topic. The other thing I think you need to clarify with our listeners, if you do suspect fraud or abuse, fraud and abuse in the healthcare setting and regarding Medicare or Medicaid, it's confidential that when you report your name, right, you're not going to disclose it to the provider or whomever, correct?
Right, that is correct. So unless it gets to a situation where, you know, there's kind of you know, fraud suspected, and then at that point, we may need to turn this over to the Office of Inspector General of the with Health and Human Services, and they are the investigative department, and they, you know, a lot of times, and we've had this just recently, where, you know, we've gotten calls and we've turned this over to the OIG, and eventually that leads to people being indicted and recoveries made. In fact, I just read the report for the fiscal year of 2024. The OIG was reporting that they recovered over $7 billion just in that year from Medicare fraud.
That's a billion? $7 billion?
$7 billion.
That's awesome.
With a B, yes. That does help. So, you know, report, and that's what, you know, one of the things we talk about, you know, like you said, well, you know, this isn't going to cost me, so, you know, why, but, you know, this could lead to some sizable recoveries, and that is going to strengthen Medicare and keep it viable for the future, and that's, you know, important. I know that's important for beneficiaries to feel comfortable that it's going to be there for a while.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Caligas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our show today. Joining me on my radio show as a special guest is Mr. Keith Havens, who is a media community outreach specialist with AdviseWell, and he's discussing the senior Medicare program which they administer in the states of Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, and Vermont. So thank you again, Keith, for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio Hour.
Well, thank you for having me. This is a great opportunity to reach out to the beneficiaries.
Well, a lot of the beneficiaries do listen to my show in my particular catchment area, but also on via podcast throughout the nation. So you mentioned earlier, but I want to emphasize to my Texas and Arkansas and Mississippi friends that you cover Mississippi. Some of my listeners are from Mississippi, but you do cover that area. But in other states of Texas and Arkansas, it's handled by someone else, correct?
That is correct, and you know, so you can, you know, look up your own state S&P program if you don't know, you know, that number. If you can, there's a resource. It's called the S&P Resource Center, and it kind of covers the whole country. And you can actually, you know, go on their website, and you can you know, has a drop-down menu, and you can find the phone number for your particular SMP, you know, pretty easily on that website.
Good deal, good deal. So let's talk about some tips that our Medicare beneficiaries need to take to be aware of in order not to be a victim of a healthcare scam. So, or fraud. What should they do?
Well, okay. So we basically have three keys to preventing healthcare fraud, and they are protect, detect, and report. So the first thing is, you know, we want to emphasize that you really need to protect your Medicare number and your identity. You would, you know, treat that like your Medicare card. You need to really think of that as like a credit card. This, you know, the reason why scammers are trying to get that number is they need two numbers to be able to charge Medicare for anything. They need a provider number, and they need someone, a beneficiary's Medicare number. If they have those two numbers, it doesn't matter where they are. They can, they could, or you know what the product or the, you know, the medical device that they're charging, they can charge that from anywhere. So always protect your Medicare number. Now, the way that scammers, you know, the most prevalent way that they try to get this number is through, you know, scam phone calls, unfortunately. I'm sure, you know, a lot of your listeners have probably, you know, received these robocalls. And a lot of times what they will do is they will say that they're from Medicare and that they need to verify your Medicare number. And, you know, if you were more, you know, they're saying that they're going to issue new plastic Medicare cards.
Oh,
this is a common scam, and we still are seeing some of that.
Keith, I got a call about that. I got a call about that.
Well,
and I just let the guy keep on. He said, well, this will make sure that your cardboard card will last and you don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, we're giving it to you a free service, and we're going to send you other items when you sign up to get this particular new plastic Medicare card, and you're going to just love it. Hundreds of thousands of people throughout the land have got it and are very pleased with it. And it's real easy when you give it to your Medicare provider. They can copy it real easily, and it won't blur or it won't get coffee stains all over it. He went on and on and on. And this was several months ago. And I says,
yeah,
I think you're trying to get my number. And all of a sudden, he hung up. He hung up.
Well,
so that's what you need to do. Just
exactly.
Hang up.
But
I bet the guy reported it. Boy, this person wanted to talk to me a long time. So But you're right. They're getting more and more sophisticated on getting these numbers, especially I think you mentioned it last year. They're using this AI tools to make clone voices. I mean, they're getting really sophisticated.
Right. So now if you get a call, I mean, the technology is out there that you could get a call and somebody's talking to you and it sounds totally human and they interact and there's no lag and everything. And it is a computer bot. It's a generated, AI-generated voice. And it has the ability to, you know, listen to you and, you know, interact with you just as you, and it's very hard to tell that it's not a human that's talking to you.
And the other one being that you may get calls just randomly saying I'm from XYZ hospital in the area, and we have a little mix-up of one of our systems. I heard of individual telling me that we need to re-verify your Medicare number because we lost it into the system. I mean, that should bring a red flag there, but some people want to get everything processed, and we'll go along and give them that number, and they love it because they got it, and they know the name, and they got the number. Right. So, and I'm sure they have some fictitious or quasi-fictitious provider out there that's going to be billing something. And
exactly.
Well, that's the other thing. I think a lot of my, and you've talked about this too, it's still happening. There's so many DME equipment companies throughout the area, throughout the United States, that they're propping up, like, you know, every corner. There's one or two, and a lot of them don't even have offices. They're just out of somebody's home or PO box, and they send items to people's homes, and then they will call and say, you receive those catheters, you receive your braces, and I'm sure that's how they catch. Don't you really need these? And then, of course, they hopefully say yes or no, but you know, they keep the scam going, right? Right, Keith?
Well, actually, that's a good point, because DME or durable medical equipment is the number one scam that we see, that we get calls on. And it's been that way. I mean, it's like the old reliable scam. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, people fall for it. And a lot of it is like you said, they'll get a call, and someone will ask them, you know, well, you know, Mr. Smith, do you, do you have any back pain right now? Oh yeah, I have. Okay. Well, you know, we can give you a free back brace that, you know, will help you in that. And they'll say, all you have to do is just, you know, we'll just verify your Medicare number, and then we'll get that into the mail to you, and it won't cost you a cent. Well, you know, sometimes, a lot of times, they never even receive it. But if they do, it's some, you know, cheap $40 back brace that they could order on Amazon, and they, you know, end up charging Medicare maybe $1,000 for it.
Yeah, that's sad.
And you know, unfortunately, it doesn't help the person, you know, because it's not designed, you know, and it's not custom made for them. It's not prescribed by their doctor, so it doesn't do them any good. But a lot of times on some of this DME equipment, what will happen is they'll get charged. Their Medicare number will be charged for some item, maybe a wheelchair or something like that. And then down the road, they actually do need a wheelchair. And Medicare looks up and says, well, you just had one, you know, you just received one, or we paid for one, like, you know, a few months ago. So there's a time limit that you can only, you know, get a certain equipment, you know, over a period of time. So then they're out, and then they have to go through a process of, you know, showing that they, you know, never received it, or, you know, that it was fraudulent and all that. So that's the other reason. It's not just, you know, to protect Medicare, but it's also that, you know, it can cost people in terms of they're not able to get the treatment or the equipment that they need when they need it, because it's been fraudulently billed to their account already.
Have we had reports of people going around neighborhoods and knocking on doors and trying to get Medicare numbers? I mean, I would say there's a lot of people doing solicitations, and sometimes I'm sure that for the right amount of money, they'll give anybody a particular number, and I'm sure that's an interesting scam, and I bet it's being done throughout the United States, that people go around and capture, just like pilching via calls and via emails. I'm sure they're doing it in person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's especially like they'll come to, you know, maybe a retirement community, or, you know, maybe an assisted living facility or something, where they know there's a lot of beneficiaries in one area. And like you said, they'll just go around and start knocking on doors.
And the other thing, let's mention about keeping your Medicare card in your wallet and or your purse, and your purse is stolen, and all of a sudden, you know, your Medicare number is now known by somebody, or whoever stole the money and credit cards are going to sell that particular number on the black market, correct?
Exactly. So, yes, that's one thing that we do urge our beneficiaries, and it's kind of counterintuitive because people feel like they have to have that Medicare card on them in case, you know, they're in an accident or they, you know, they have to go to the emergency room or whatever. But we really stress that do not keep that on your person, like your in your wallet or your purse, as you said, because you never know when, you know, somebody will, you know, your purse can get stolen. And, you know, what people need to understand is that if you have to go to the hospital in an emergency situation, they're going to admit you, and you have plenty of time afterwards to get your Medicare card and to, you know, show that to them.
The only exception to that, Keith, is I go to the doctors, you know, pretty regularly for various ailments, and I'm telling you, it's 99% of the time they always, even though they might have had it 2 weeks later, they said, we want your Medicare card. We need to copy it. I said, you just did that 2 weeks ago. He says, we have to do it again. So they get that. They get my driver's license journal. They get my other healthcare cards. It's a little frustrating sometimes. I even ask them, as a couple of my doctors, and even if I'm a regular doctor, don't you have it in the system? I said, well, we're required it almost every time that you come to get it. I said, could it change in 2 weeks? And they said, well, I don't know, sir. Can it? I said, I don't think so, but let's verify it again. So, but that's happening. I think a lot of people getting frustrated or for some reason the system's either deleted or don't keep it long, or I don't know all the technicalities, but I need to have some healthcare providers on my show to answer that one. But I tend, every time I go to a medical appointment, I bring my cards with me because I know they're going to ask, and 99% are sure they ask. So
the good thing is that, you know, in the past, your Medicare number was your Social Security number.
True.
Plus a couple of letters. So, you know, that was, you know, you couldn't get a new Social Security number. So you couldn't get a new Medicare number. Now, you know, they've since, you know, created Medicare cards that are unique numbers. And in the possibility that your card is compromised, it's stolen, or, you know, somehow, you know, they scam you out of your number, you can get a new number and a new card. And that's, we urge people that as soon as you find out that your card is compromised, or if somebody steals your purse with your card in it, call us, contact us, because we need to get that process going of getting you a new number.
Yeah, because they could keep billing on that, and the bills probably won't get to you for months and months until you know it's being fraudulently used, correct? So that's
exactly
the other thing I tell my readers and listeners. It's way faster than it was 30 years ago, but it's still slow. I mean, even when I go to a doctor, it takes sometimes 60, 90 days to get that billing showing what happened at that doctor or that hospital or that clinic or whatever. So it's still a little timeliness for you. And do you remember that particular visit, as you were saying, jotting down all those things, Keith? It's sometimes pretty tough on us to remember. I don't remember doing this particular test, et cetera.
Right.
So, but hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information. But now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bear's Hunting Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Abear's Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our show today. Joining me on my radio show as a special guest is Mr. Keith Havens. He's a media outreach specialist with AdviseWell, and AdviseWell is the Senior Medicare Patrol Program, which they administer the activities in the states of Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, and now Vermont. So thank you, Keith, for joining us today to discuss your important program and how it's saving Medicare lots of money, right?
Yes, I appreciate you having me on and really being in the forefront of educating seniors about the need to really to protect their Medicare identity.
Well, Keith, what has the federal government said about the potential of how big a problem is Medicare fraud in the United States now, in these days? Have they given you a figure?
Unfortunately, because of the nature of fraud and errors and abuse, they don't have an exact figure. But what they have been saying, and, it's a range, they say anywhere from $60 billion, that's with a B, to over $100 billion.
Wow.
As Medicare grows, that number grows too. So it's important that we really are diligent in, trying to protect beneficiaries and to have them be on the alert and to, just to be aware and understand that, there are a lot of bad actors out there that are trying to, steal money from Medicare. And unfortunately, it works for them. So that's why they keep trying.
And you mentioned the positive. You said in 2024, the OIG reported getting back over $7 billion in fraudulent and billing, et cetera. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. And that's, again, sometimes those cases start with a phone call to SMP. And, we turn over, when we find stuff that we suspect that, that's fraudulent, we turn all that over to the OIG, and then, they collect it. And, a lot of times they'll get multiple, reports of, a certain company or a certain address or something like that. A lot of times these fraudsters, they'll have several names for their business, but it's in one, location. And then, it takes a lot of time to build a case and to investigate it and all that. So it can be a period of years from the time that an investigation is initiated to actual, recovery. But they do on an annual basis, usually are recovering in the billions.
That's great. So the three aspects you mentioned, protect your numbers, right? And your identity.
Yes.
And what's the second point?
The second one is detect. So, going back again to talking about the MSN, Medicare Summary Notice, or your EOB, Explanation of Benefits, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, and, trying to keep track of like I said, your doctor's visits, your emergency room visits, whatever, and looking those over and just seeing something that just doesn't look right, maybe there's an ambulance ride that, I don't remember riding the ambulance, or, especially if there's any kind of durable medical equipment that's showing up that you didn't receive. Your doctor didn't order it. You never received it. And that shouldn't be there. That's what we're talking about, detect. We're trying to, find the stuff that just shouldn't be there. And then the third thing is to report. So again, if you see something, the first thing is to go ahead and contact that provider, if you, you know, or know who it is and you can contact them and just see if they made an error, you know, see what the situation is. If you're not satisfied with that, or you can't contact them, or you don't feel comfortable contacting them, then please give us a call at Senior Medicare Patrol. And I'll go ahead and give that number again, if you don't mind.
Definitely.
Okay, 877-272-8720. And again, you can also contact us on our website, stopmedicarefraud.org. And there's a button there you can push and or click on, and it'll bring up a form, and you can contact us that way if you want to report suspected fraud.
Here's a suggestion. When my mother and father were many years ago were in the Medicare program, and they would get all their OMBs and detailed billing from the hospitals and doctors, et cetera. I mean, I was an only child, but I happened to glance at all those and help them. And do you remember getting all these services? Did you visit these doctors? And I think the seniors and the beneficiaries would appreciate if the siblings or even the grandkids that are old enough to could help them in detecting, because sometimes they may glance at this and they don't see anything suspicious. But when somebody asks, did you have this particular procedure done in, let's say, in Ruston, and you live in Shreveport, and that would quiz the, no, I didn't go to Ruston, but there's a Ruston bill here. So that would help,
right,
in the detecting, right?
Exactly, yes. And that's why it's important. Even say, you know, you have a parent or a sibling or whoever that you're kind of taking care of or helping, you know, if you take them to the doctor, you know, write it down on your calendar or somewhere, you know, like say put it in your phone or something, and you know what the date is and who they saw. And I have an elderly mother who, frequently goes to different doctors, and, you know, trying to keep track of all of that and, you know, all her medications and everything, that, you know, that's, it's difficult for her, but, you know, if someone in the family, you know, helps her out, then that's one of the things about helping detect is keeping track of all of those, medical interventions.
And the other thing, Keith, I think you need to forewarn of our listeners out there, because I do this a lot, is you might get subsequent bills from your providers or physicians or clinics that, in addition to Medicare, and maybe you have Part B supplement provider, you might have all these. Don't generally quickly pay the provider what they state that you owe, because it could take 90 days or longer for all the people, all the payers to be involved to pay. And sometimes they adjust bills. And sometimes, so I know of seniors out there, as soon as they get it, they write the check. And sometimes,
right,
sometimes they're overpaying, and to get their money back could take probably a year. So be very,
exactly,
be
yes,
very cautious about, yes, it. I mean, I recently got a bill, and it was like from, I think it was from a hospital saying I owe $7.50, and I called them, and they said, oh no, your other carrier forgot to has not processed, so don't worry about that. And I'm glad I called, because you know I wasn't going to pay him. I knew that, but it's important that you don't quickly pay. I mean, they want you to pay eventually if you owe anything. That's true, but do take the time and effort to wait a little bit, or even call them. Have you received payment from all of my providers? And sometimes they will know, and sometimes they were saying it's pending. So you never know about,
yes,
that. So in
yeah,
closing, what else can you sum up with the message again for my listeners?
Well, I think, you know, the bottom line is, unfortunately, in today's world, you have to be suspicious, you know. So, just be aware that there are a lot of people out there who are going to try calling you, or going to send you emails or text messages or knock on your door, and they don't have your best interests. They're trying to defraud the government, and you need to, unfortunately, you got to be, have an attitude of suspicion and not be trusting to a lot of people that are contacting you, especially if they're calling you. Because, what we always suggest is that, if you get a phone call and you don't know this person, doesn't come up as one of your contacts, you don't know them, just don't answer the phone. If it's important, if it's something that is important, they will leave a message and then you can call them back. But I think that, the best course of action is not to answer your phone, because these people are really good at gaining your trust and getting you to say something that you don't want to say. So
that is true. That's
really the bottom line.
Well, let's hope more and more people out there will detect particular Medicare fraud to help reduce that $100 billion of fraud throughout the United States and all our territories. I mean, it's sad, $100 billion. That's annually, everyone. So that's significant amount of money being lost, and when all our taxpayers have to pay that particular money, and it adds to our debt. And hopefully the new administration will take a more diligent effort to reduce that health care fraud and abuse out there. So thank you, Keith, for joining us today here on the Best of Times. Remember, their phone number for calling and detecting any Medicare fraud or abuse or inappropriate billing, call 877-272-8720. Again, 877-272-8720. Or you can visit their website at stopmedicarefraud.org. Thank you again, Keith, for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio Hour.
Thank you, Gary.
Everyone, be sure to tell your friends to listen to our show next Saturday morning for some information that could benefit them or their loved ones. Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times, both today and every day. Have a great day.